From the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
So, let's say you're thinking you're going to go to Honolulu, but you get on this other plane and you're going to Los Angeles. Now, you can be the nicest person on the plane, but in the end, the airplane is going to still take you to what? The hell? L.A. Yeah, that's right. See, it's not just how good you are. You got to be on the right plane.
Aloha and welcome to Words of New Hope, coming your way from New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu, pastored by Dr. Wayne Cordero. Remember the time back in seventh grade when you sat down in class, looked around, and realized you were in the wrong room? It's happened to most of us. Well, today Pastor Wayne will show us that in life, we can't afford to sit down in the wrong classroom. Today, part two of a message entitled, Missing the Entrance. But just before the message, here once again is Casting Crowns.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? And not because of who I am, but because of what you've done, and not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean, a vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling. That the eyes that see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? And not because of who I am, but because of what you've done, but not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here together. Whom shall I fear? Sing it to him. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? 'Cause I am yours. I am yours. Father, not because we're good, not because we're strong, not because we up and decided to change our lives one day, but Father, because you have rescued us from the dominion of darkness, and you have delivered us into the kingdom of the Son that you love. Lord, we are yours, and our lives are worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord some praise.
Here now is Pastor Wayne with the conclusion of the message, Missing the Entrance.
And this man said, I don't want to make it. I'd rather fill in my life with other stuff. But he says, but there's something still lacking. We all know that you can't fill it with stuff. That won't work. And he said, you know, not only that, he said, but I'm a pretty good person. I'm pretty good. I keep, you know, the basic commandments. I don't kill people. I don't do stuff that you shouldn't do. I'm basically a good person, he said. And God won't send me to hell if I'm a good person. But what Jesus was saying to him, heaven is not earned. The entrance to heaven is not earned with good works because you're good. Nah. No, when Jesus comes in and fills that little hole in your heart, then there's a sense of completeness. In fact, he said that to the young man, if you want to be complete, you need to allow Christ to come into your heart. You need a relationship with God. Yeah, but I'm good. I don't need that relationship with God. I mean, I'm basically good. So that doesn't work. You're going to have to put that aside, the feeling that you're good enough. Well, you mean there's a price to heaven? Well, there sort of is, but it's not really a price like you got to earn something. No, heaven is not earned. Heaven is exchanged. Like what? Well, I've got to exchange my pride for his humility. I need to be willing to exchange my sin for his forgiveness. My sin, I'm a pretty good guy. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many of you think you've never sinned before? Raise your hand. Yeah, good, because if you did, you just sinned because you lied. The Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All of us. In fact, the Bible says there's not one that is righteous. No, not one. All of us have turned away from God and gone our own ways like sheep that have gone astray. And so heaven will be gained by us exchanging our sin for his forgiveness, our past for his future, our error for his mercy. But if we think that, no, I'm a pretty good person, that self-righteousness is like bags that we carry, and you can't get through that narrow gate, you'll miss the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. You've got to lay that down. And you got to lay down your sin and even the sense that I'm pretty good. Because you got to remember, God knows everything about us. I mean, what the stuff we did when nobody was looking, the thoughts we thought when no one was aware of it. He knows everything. So no use hiding stuff from him. The best thing to do is when you come to Jesus, come clean. Just come clean. Say, Lord, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I know it. You know it. No use me hiding from you. Because when you try to hide stuff, it's going to come out. Story is told of these two guys that were applying for this security job. And it was a Japanese guy and a Portuguese guy. And the security guy said, now, honesty is important because you're going to be in security. So we're going to give you a test. And both of you just go over there and sit. And you got to answer these. Now, if you don't know one of the answers, you got to be honest and just say you don't know it. Okay, all right, no problem. 9 questions. Well, they both fill out this test and they hand it in and the supervisor grades both tests. And he said, you know that both of you got out of the 9, 8 right, but you both missed number 5. So, but we got to give the job to just one of you. So the supervisor said, we're going to give it to the Japanese guy, Mr. Tanaka. And the Portuguese guy said, whoa, wait a minute. We both missed number 5. Same thing. Out of 9 questions, we both missed 1. How come you giving it to the Japanese guy and not me? This is prejudice. And the guy said, well, you know, we talked about honesty. That's right. What does honesty have to do with this? He said. The supervisor said, well, when Mr. Tanaka didn't know number five, he wrote, I don't know. And you wrote, neither do I. You can't hide stuff from the Lord. And this guy said, hey, but I'm pretty good. And the Lord said, don't bank on that, because that ain't going to get you into heaven. The Lord is saying, what's going to get you there is a relationship with Christ. Because you can have stuff, you can have possessions, but it won't fill the void. You can think you're pretty good, but that won't take you to heaven. Yeah, but I'm pretty good. And that's not what it's all about. It's sort of like this. Let's say you get on an airplane and you're going to fly to Hawaii. But instead, you get on a plane going to Los Angeles. Now, let's just for discussion's sake, let's compare Hawaii with heaven and Los Angeles with hell. Okay, all right. So just for discussion's sake, if you're from L.A., sorry. But this is just for discussion. So let's say you're thinking you're going to go to heaven or to Honolulu, but you get on this other plane and you're going to Los Angeles. Now, you can be the nicest person on the plane. You can be honest. You can tell everybody the truth. You can give them your meal. You can sing with an ukulele. You can smile at everybody as they go by you to sit down. You can help them with their seat belts if you want to. You can be the nicest guy and win the People's Choice Award for the nicest guy on the airplane. But in the end, the airplane is going to still take you to what? To hell. L.A. Yeah, that's right. See, it's not just how good you are. You got to be on the right plane. And that's what Jesus was saying to this young, successful businessman. You're successful. You got stuff. But stuff's not going to help you. It won't satisfy your soul. And you're talking to the creator of the universe. And you're trading your apartment of stuff for eternal life. Well, I know there's still something missing, but I'm pretty good. Goodness doesn't have anything to do with that. Because we're all sinners. Then how do I find the entrance to the kingdom of heaven? If you want to be complete, follow me. Have a relationship with me, because that's what fills the God-shaped void. There's no other way to do it. In fact, the book of Ecclesiastes says it this way. God has set eternity, or put the shape of eternity, in the heart of every man. Isn't that cool? So you have a yearning for eternity, and that's only going to be filled with God. And so you can go through your life and have stuff, but you'll be incomplete. Fill it with all kinds of stuff, and you're full and not hungry, but there's something missing, and you're sick. You can think you're good, but not good enough, not to find the entrance to the kingdom. But the entrance is narrow. All it means is you go in one by one. Just because you think you go to church doesn't mean you're in. Every single one of you will have an appointment with God, and it's a one-on-one occasion where you'll come face to face and you'll be left with a decision. And when you understand that, the Lord says, and you won't miss the kingdom of heaven. And he'll offer you the same invitation that he offered this rich young ruler. He said, will you come and follow me? Today, I want to give you that same invitation that Jesus gives, not only to that young businessman, but gives to everyone. And he says, come follow me. Today, you can make the most eternal decision that you'll ever make. And that is to exchange your past for his future, your sin for his forgiveness. And he purchased the right to make that exchange on the cross, where the Bible says he died for our sins. For the Bible says this, for the wages of sin, or the result of sin, or rejecting God, is death. We end up nowhere. But the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And if we hold on to what we have, we'll miss eternity. Because you got to remember this, that we're going to live a whole lot longer on the other side of the line than on this side. Because as still as it seems right now, You're traveling at over 6,000 miles an hour. That's how fast this globe is whipping through space, spinning on its axis at 23 degrees. Right now, you're spinning faster than the spin cycle of your washing machine. And the Bible says a few more spins, we're done. So we don't have that much time. And we're going to spend a lot longer time on the other side of the line than on this side of the line. I tell people it's like this. When they say, well, how long is eternity? I said, well, if you drew a line through this auditorium and shot it out over the mountains till you could see it no more, shot it out over the ocean till you could see it no more over the horizon, I'd pull it tight right through this auditorium. I'd say, you know, that's how eternity is. It just goes on forever, as far as you can see one way to the other. That's like eternity. Our life on this earth, well, I take out my pen and I draw a vertical scratch on it. I'd say, you see the width of this scratch on this line? The width of this scratch? That's about how long our life is on this earth. It's just that long. But a lot of people think that's all they have. That's all they have to live for. So they hang on to that scratch. They love the scratch. They kiss the scratch. And they live scratch lives, and they have scratch hopes and scratch dreams. They save for this life. They try to make the scratch wider by putting on oil of old age. But all they have is a scratch. But listen, the Bible says, but God so loved the scratch that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish on the scratch, but have everlasting life. And that's what he was offering to this young businessman. And the businessman said, I'll take the scratch. And I thought, do you know who you're talking to? Don't miss the entrance to the kingdom of heaven. Well, you got to go in one by one. And it'll take an intentional choice and a decision that you'll make. And I want to offer you that decision today. He said, well, how do you do it? The Lord would say the same thing to you. He'd say simply, come follow me, will you? Will you lay down your sin to receive my forgiveness? And when we say yes, not no, but yes, then all kinds of things start to unpack. His blessings, his guidance, his instruction, his wisdom. All these exchanges start to take place. His wisdom for my foolishness. His decision making for my error making. His life for my life, his ways for my ways. And pretty soon we become more like him and less like our past. And the Bible says he changes us from moment to moment into his best. But it all begins with the decision to enter in to the main entrance of the kingdom, which is small. But it just means it's going to be one by one. If you're here today and you say, you know, Wayne, I want to make sure that I made that decision so that the Lord has permission to begin working in my life. I want to make that decision. I want to give you that opportunity right now. Just like he gave that opportunity to that young businessman, I want you to have the same opportunity so that you can always look back to this day and say, I made that decision to follow Christ. And since then, the Lord has been changing my life. Oh, yeah, it's going to require you to leave some stuff behind. What people think of you. You have to change your schedule. Instead of being with certain crowds, you need to be able to say, that's not important to me anymore. My relationship with Jesus is most important. And when you begin to make those decisions, you'll begin to see the things of heaven become perfectly clear. God has much in store for you, but he awaits your decision. Let's make the right one today. Would you bow your heads with me? If you're here and you say, you know, Wayne, that's my heart. I want to make that decision because God knows I need forgiveness. Now, I don't understand everything there is to understand about Christ, but I do know I need forgiveness and I need another chance and I need his direction in my life. And I want to make that decision to say yes, not no, yes to Christ because I know he's saying, will you follow me? I've got stuff in my life, but there's something missing and I know it's a relationship with Christ and I want to begin that today. If that's you, it can begin with a simple decision of just the raise of a hand that says, yes, I'm the one. I am one of those who want to say yes. If that's you, right now, just raise a hand, and in doing so, you're saying, yes, Jesus, I want to follow you. Go ahead. Okay, yeah, yep, oh, you too, yeah. Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, you too, yeah. Yeah, just hold him up for a second so I can see him. All right, okay, yep, you too, all right. In the back, all right, yeah. Yeah, the Lord sees those hands. Because yeah, you're raising them to Jesus. It's a decision you're making. It's the most eternal decision that you'll ever make. Okay, all right, you too, yeah. Good, you can put your hands down. If this is the first time you've made this decision, we have a packet in the back and ushers will be holding them up. And it's simply called a yes packet. People that have said yes to Christ. In it is a Bible, it's free of charge, and some follow-up material to help you in your first few steps with Christ. Please, please, please grab one of those. Just tell them, yep, that's me, I said yes to Christ. And they'll give you one of those. And then next week is water baptism, a wonderful time to gather for the new believers, the new brothers and sisters in Christ. So please plan on that. Now you might be someone here and you'd say, you know, Wayne, I made that entry before. But since then, I've sort of devalued again my relationship with Christ. I want this summer to be a season where I increase that value, that friendship with Christ again. I've let it slide a little bit. But I want to make this summer count. And I want this summer to be a season where when the season is done, it'll find me and Christ much closer than right now. Would you pray for me? And if that's you, would you raise a hand and you say, yep, I want to do that. I want to be close. I want to restore that friendship with Christ. Okay, yeah, yeah. You can put your hands down. We're going to pray a prayer. And if this is the first time you've received Christ, pray this with all your heart. I'll give you the words, but you got to add the heart to it. And if this is the 50th time you've prayed this prayer, pray it with all your heart. Because let's all renew our relationship with Christ or begin it afresh. Pray this prayer after me and then we'll sing our final song. But let's pray this together. Would you pray this out loud? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you came and you died for my sins that I might have life everlasting. I want to enter into the kingdom of heaven and have fellowship with you, to walk with you. Come into my heart and make me complete and forgive me of my sins and give me a new beginning. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. And now I say this so everyone can hear, so you can hear me, so I can hear myself, and so the devil can hear. Jesus Christ is my Lord. He is my Savior. I belong to Him. In Jesus' name I pray. And now, Lord, that's the cry of our heart today. Will you receive these brand new brothers and sisters? Lord, let their entry be into the kingdom of God and into the family of God, this Ohana, where we will walk together and stand side by side as brothers and sisters in Christ. And we'll continue until you come to receive us home. What a joy it is to receive these new brothers and sisters into the family of God and into a walk with you. Thank you for loving us and embracing us. In Jesus' name we pray. Now would you give a huge welcome to the brothers and sisters, brand new. Welcome. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome.
You have just heard the conclusion of a message entitled Missing the Entrance by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
What if there were a place where you could discover, develop, and fulfill your dreams? A place where passion and creativity thrive in a community pursuing something greater than themselves. That place is New Hope Christian College.
New Hope Christian College is a place where everyone knows everyone. Your teachers really do care about you, they want you to succeed, and they're willing to partner with you to do whatever it takes to make that happen.
The education that I've received at New Hope has really equipped me to graduate market ready.
No matter where you come from, New Hope Christian College is a place where you can come to find community.
There's a place for you at New Hope Christian College. For more information, go online to newhope.edu or call 1-800-322-2638. New Hope Christian College, a place where dreams are released.